Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with members of the Mid-Prairie Speech Team about their upcoming trip to state this week.
Can you begin by giving me your name, grade level, and what events in speech you participate in?
I'm Jacob Carrillo. I'm a junior, and I'm advancing in ensemble acting and improv.
My name is Jack Greiner. I'm a junior, and I'm going for musical theater and group improv.
My name is Hayden Bailey. I'm also a junior, and I'll be advancing in musical theater and ensemble acting.
I'm Harley Gayling. I'm also a junior, and I will be advancing in Reader's Theater and ensemble acting.
Excellent. So first of all, congratulations on advancing to state. That's a great accomplishment. Can you speak to me briefly about either one or both of the events that you did participate in and what your specific performance was about?
Our ensemble acting is titled Weekend at Bundy's. Main guy is named Ted Bundy. Similar to the murderer, well, Ted Bundy. So I'm like a DoorDash delivery guy bringing food, and he panics, knocks me out. So I just have to lay there, pretend to be dead, bunch of fun stuff.
Our musical theater is a performance of selections from Spamalot, the musical. We are performing a song that goes like this, I'm All Alone, and Whatever Happened to My Part, or Diva's Lament. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking, for starters. It's very goofy, very energetic. It's really sort of a medieval musical, so I guess you could say there's a lot of knights and all of that fun stuff.
It's got a lot of that cheesy humor.
Yeah.
That I think when the creator of that musical was making the musical, he knew that it was just going to be dumb, funny humor. And it's really fun to portray humor through singing, and Spamalot definitely gives us the ability to do that.
Yeah. Harley, how about you?
For the Reader's Theater, it's about a bunch of bullies that come to a support group called Bullies Anonymous, and they're essentially coming for therapy to try and get over being a bully. And the ensemble acting is the story about a girl who freezes time so that she can talk to a cute boy without the pressure of other people being there and them remembering and then it being awkward.
In your time with the speech team, can you tell me some of the benefits that you've found or some of the things that you feel like have been positives in your life through this program?
It's helped me with any like confidence issues with speaking, helping like getting over nerves of that, as well as it's just a great group of people to be around.
Yeah, I agree. Group improv is, to say the least, a very, very, very goofy event. So you find yourself doing the weirdest of things. So anything else just seems like, oh, I'm talking regularly. That, and I just feel like it's a really good thing to work at. And it's not easy, but it is so gratifying once you can finally connect the dots and present something that funny.
Speech is a really unique way to perform. Well, we call it an extreme sport because the rush of getting up in front of people and speaking, whether it's improv or ensemble acting, the rush and the stage fright and all of those nerves rolled into one just makes for an absolutely thrilling experience. The camaraderie of having a team of individuals performing together is just, it's a really fun experience.
I would add on definitely the confidence. I used to shake like really badly when I did speeches. That's why I joined speech, and now I'm completely calm, and I'm, even just regular conversations, I'm so much more comfortable. And I think that speech is also a really good way to portray yourself artistically and show a side of yourself that normally you wouldn't show people.
Turning to you, Coach Meter, what does that mean for you as a coach to have that many students who are able to move on to that next round?
It's just so thrilling to be able to facilitate the accomplishments that the students have reached. And I think the hard work speaks for itself with having 8 of 9 events advanced to state.
And before we wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to say about your time in the speech program or just about the program itself?
I wanted to say we have some of the best directors for speech. They make it so easy on us. All we have to do is put in the effort, and then it goes according to plan every time. I mean, they lay it out for us, and all we do is show up with a smile on our face and try our hardest.
I think the fact that we are gifted with such amazing coaches is really something that goes a long way in terms of the competition. I mean, as students, we have to work very hard to perfect our performances. And just the fact that we do put in all of that effort week after week, it goes a long ways. Our team is one of the greatest teams that I can say I've ever competed with. It's just an amazing group of people to work with.
It is like pure love. If someone does something amazing, everyone's behind it. And then if something bad happens to someone, you know, they're right there. It's all love, and they're amazing people.
Those were members of the Mid-Prairie Speech Team joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their upcoming trip to state. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.